This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There is no nuance in this. Juan Soto has stunk for the first 18 games of his Mets career, specifically yesterday killing them, but it has been all season long so far for the Mets. It's short, it's early, but Juan Soto has not done the job. Ray is in Waterbury, Connecticut. What's up, Ray?
Hi, guys. Nice show as usual. That at-bat last night for Soto with the bases loaded, he looked pathetic. There was the game right there. He could at least got the run to tie it up, come in. That double play looked pathetic. You know what? He's lucky, guys, that Pete's hot. When Pete cools off and he doesn't start hitting, it's going to get real ugly.
Well, it's going to get interesting point, Ray. Thank you for the call. It's going to get really, if that happens, I mean, well, Pete's not going to hit 350, so he's going to cool off, obviously. So when that happens, right, it's going to get ugly for Soto, or is going to get ugly for the Mets. I know that this conversation's about Soto. Clearly, I get the energy. I think you're on point. I do think he'll be fine. But once Pete cools off, if Soto doesn't wake up, this offense is going to be atrocious.
So maybe that's then, though, what happens, where Pete will cool off a little bit, and let's hope that Pete keeps it going. But to your point, it's not realistic, I think, to expect him to hit 350.
No, he's not that guy. He's having a great year, but he's never been that guy.
Right, but the hope then would be when he cools off a little bit or comes back down to earth, still having a productive year, power-wise, run production, all that stuff, Soto then elevates his level because nobody expects Pete to hit 350. Nobody expects Soto to hit 230.
I agree. But when Soto comes up and when Soto has a good month, if that coincides with, I don't mean a slight drop from Pete, but a little bit of a cold spurt from Pete, I don't know that there's enough bats around them. And I'm not talking about Lindor. Lindor's good. The weather gets better. He'll be fine. The Mets don't have a center fielder right now. They do not have a center fielder. They can have Jeff McNeil take as many shag field, as many pop-ups as he wants. He's not a center fielder. And even if he catches the ball well, I'm not sure. I don't know what kind of hitter he is at this point. You're not getting a lot of thump from anything from behind the plate, and I like him defensively. But third base is a disaster right now. Second base, you're not getting the DH. I mean, the lineup to me, not that there can't be some internal solutions, like a Vientos waking up, but aren't you a little concerned about some of these holes in the batting order?
I mean, no, because I think that Vientos will get going. I think Soto will get going. I'm more concerned about the pitching holding up. I don't know how much longer this will last. The Mets have not played great baseball, and they're winning, which has been good because we're not getting on them the way that we were a year ago when they were losing, even though they came out of that.
Yep.
So it's been, okay, well, they're still winning, and they're doing it with pitching, which we expect to cool off a little bit, but the bats will get going and carry them. I'm not as concerned about the lineup as you are. Lindor will get even hotter. I think he's been okay to start. Whatever,
but he'll get hotter. He's not hitting 170 like he usually does early. He's showing signs. He's going to be fine.
Soto's got a long way to go from where he's at right now to what we expect him to do. Now, Alonso's going to come back down to earth, but I think the other guys, Nimmo, I still believe will come up a little bit.
Yep.
Vientos will start to have his impact a little bit. Alvarez coming back, McNeil coming back. I like Acuna at the bottom of the order. I'm not concerned about their lineup long-term. Long-term issue would be, to me, still more the pitching, but in the short-term, it is frustrating to watch these guys, again, struggle to put up offensive numbers.
But this is also one of the reasons why I pointed out some of the inconsistencies with Juan Soto in his career.
Yeah.
We all know what he does amazing, right? But, you know, the 246 average, right? The outlier, I get that. 1 year, okay. 276 the year before he joined the Yankees. All right, not terrible, but not what you give somebody $800 million to, you know, you don't really do that. I think the greatest fear for me, and I don't know that this is going to happen, but to me it's at least worth kicking around for a minute because Soto's been so bad, to your point. Been bad. Like, if you got a vintage Soto year, even a little less than a year ago, but that kind of year, and that's what people were expecting, forget about it. If you get a 279 and an OPS of, I'm not gonna go nuts here, an OPS of 890 or even 903 rather than 990. Like now, I think that really puts a spotlight on the rest of the batting order, which I just don't think is that good.
Yeah, I still think it should be good enough to make the postseason. But yeah. I understand. Look, Soto was brought here for a reason, to take this team to another level and be a guy that you could rely upon and maybe give you a little more wiggle room in that lineup, a little more leniency if certain guys don't produce. And so far, he hasn't been that. Chris is on Long Island. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Chris.
I'm right. Thanks.
Nice,
great
man.
Show, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I agree with you. I think you're actually a little light, though. This is more than a struggle. This guy is killing us. Once a Mets killer, always a Mets killer. I mean, geez, base is loaded into a
Nationals.
Double play. All he does is... I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. And it doesn't look like he's happy and the faith and everyone, maybe he misses the Yankees. Well, if that's the case... Give Uncle Stevie's money and go. He's
go way back to
the
we don't want him. No, we're good. We're all right.
He's killing the team, BC.
There is no divorce option here.
And I got to hear, he's got the greatest eye ever. That's all they talk about, the announcers. And the guy strikes out three times. The one time he doesn't strike out, he hits into a double play with the bases loaded.
Unacceptable.
Jeez, I mean, this guy's killing us.
It's honestly, Chris, well said, and thank you for the call. Aside from the other part, like, there's no divorce option here. There's no way getting out of this marriage. You're in the marriage long term. And it's not even, I wouldn't even say.
Well, you got opt outs. Now, I know the Mets have the ability to keep him here.
When is that exactly?
I think that's after year four, Hoff. You probably did this on the Rico. If you can pull it up where you know, just open up your mic. I know that the Mets have the ability, kind of like the Yankees with Gerrit Cole. If they match or they tack on X amount of money, then he can't leave.
Right.
So. But listen, I this is the worst case scenario. Let's say he was miserable and it wasn't going well. And Boris says, hey, listen, you don't want to be here. I mean, I know that this is crazy in a couple of years, and I don't think this will happen. But, like, there is a divorce. Like, there is a...
2030 is the opt-out, but it's Soto can opt out, and the Mets can...
Basically keep him by giving more money. Yes. Yes.
All right. Either way, I mean, it's still 2030. You're talking about 5 years down the road here.
I know.
We could have that conversation.
Well, I'm just saying it's not 15 years, all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, when you say there's no divorce option, there is.
Now you bring up another question. If it were 2030 right now, what do you think would happen? Soto opt out, would the Mets bring him back?
How do I answer that? In 2030, Lindor is going to be a role player at that point. The team's totally different. Dude, I don't think it's going to be an amazing run here with Soto. I think he's going to have a couple of really good years. But 15 years, the life of that deal, his body type, his defense, his speed. I mean, there's a lot of things to like, but this is nothing that I haven't said. I just don't think, I understand the investment. I really do. But I don't think that they're going to necessarily get the return on the investment as much as they think they are.
I'm not going to even go there. I think it's ludicrous at this point, 18 games in, to talk about his future and the opt-outs and all that stuff. I'm talking about now. He has been awful right now, but the idea that you could say, well, if he's not happy, then go somewhere else. Well, he's not going anywhere else, at least for the next 5 years. That is a long time in the sports world,
That's for sure.
So that's not the talking point now. The talking point is, why the hell is Juan Soto struggling? And it doesn't mean that he's not going to get better. I trust he's going to get better. You trust he's going to get better. But fans are allowed to be pissed off and frustrated.
Yeah.
The Mets spent $700. He's the richest player in the history of sport. Like, not just baseball. He signed the richest contract in the history of sports. And every time he's come up in a big spot to start, he's been awful. Whereas with the Yankees last year, he came here and was hitting home runs left and right, big hits left and right.
Throwing guys out from right field, too. Don't forget opening day against Houston at the plate.
I think he's looked fine in the outfield.
Nah, he's better, right? But I'm saying, your point is he started great.
Yes,
he
looked perfect.
Judge scuffled. Soto, everyone's like, wow, this fits like a glove, man.
Yeah, even me, who was saying that he was going to be a Met before that, I'm watching that. I'm going,
He looks very happy and very comfortable.
It looks like the perfect fit.
Yep.
You can't say that about this.
Not yet.
And as a Met fan, that bothers me. It bothers me. And it should bother the Mets, too. You know, I heard Francesa talking about this. Did you see that clip?
I didn't.
There was a clip. Maybe you guys could find this. Francesa on his podcast had a clip of saying that he thinks Soto's comments were good for...
I saw the headline. Okay. I didn't. I'm like, that seems weird. Explain. Why did he say that?
Because the Mets want the back pages.
That's what Mike said?
If we could pull up the clip, we could get it. But saying that the comments from Soto are a good thing for owners and they shouldn't have an issue with that. For me,
I don't see it like that at all.
Me neither. I obviously respect Mike's opinion on it and I understand what he's trying to say. But I'm a Met fan and I'm telling you, I don't like it. So if your consumer, your customer, they are Met fans,
yep.
And he keeps talking about the Yankees, and he's struggling, and we know how much he liked being a Yankee, and we saw it with our own eyes, how well he fit. I want to see that fit here. I want to see it now. I know we got to give it some time, and I got to be patient here, but I'm irrational, I'm emotional, I'm a sports fan. We're allowed to feel that way. Juan Soto's getting paid a lot of freaking money. Guys that were better than Juan Soto have been booed before. Juan Soto's starting to really push the patience of Mets fan here to start his career. That's all.
Jeter, A-Rod, Mariano Rivera, Don Mattingly got booed for a minute. Yeah, and not to mention a bunch of Mets who came
Piazza,
to the door.
Beltran Piazza.
We know all the names. I don't even know if Dwight ever heard him. Who knew? I don't know. I think Dwight never got booed, but maybe he did. I think that what Mike said, it kind of subscribes to the old adage, you know, old pub is good. I never really agreed with that. I know a lot of people say that. Eddie Pop is good. Eh. But if the intimation is your biggest offseason acquisition in the history of the franchise might be missing the team that always runs the town, that is not good pub that I want if I'm Steve Cohen. I don't want any part of that, Mike.
The only reason why it would be a big deal is if it is impacting his performance.
Which we'll never know.
All those feelings... If that's impacting his performance, here's what we do know. His performance is nowhere near where it should be.
That's true.
That's the fact. And that's all that we're saying today. Randy's in Orlando. What's up, Randy?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Randy.
Quick point, and I get to Soto. So when it comes to him, I'm with you guys. Like, it really does look like he's playing through something. And I think he had some plantar fasciitis issue last year.
Yep, he did.
And he also started late in spring training this year.
Yep.
So it makes sense that he's not 100% yet, but I mean, you know, I think, you know, shifting to center field, I don't think it's a good idea with Siri being out. I think they did that yesterday's game. It just seems like they need a center fielder like Brandon mentioned, but I think with Nimmo, I think his batting average will go up back to career norms. I think he's just playing a little hurt right now, and I see some positive regression on the way.
I'll certainly make your next point. I respect it. If you're a Nimmo guy, you believe in him, all good. I'm not going to tell you not to, but I'm not going to provide it again. But I gave you extensive evidence going back to last April and outside of one good month a year ago, he has been an incredibly disappointing hitter. He looks like a shell of what he was. And it's not just for a month. No, but I got you.
I agree. No, I agree. And I think it's an injury, but we'll move on from
okay.
there.
Right.
In terms of the play by Bellinger last night.
Yeah.
Now, that play, if you watch it, he slipped. And
yes.
That's the only reason why he made it harder than it was. Based on StatCast, they had a 95% catch probability. I know you're going to say, oh, StatCast, whatever. But
no, I'm not going to say that.
Soto and most right fielders will catch that with ease.
I disagree with that. I don't care what StatCast says. I'll say that, Randy, and thank you for the call. Watching it live, I thought it was going to be a base hit. Belton, whether he slipped or not, he made a terrific play. And it's more difficult because he's a lefty glove as opposed to Judge being a righty glove. Maybe it would have helped him a little bit more. I don't know if Soto makes that play. Like we said earlier, I don't even know if Judge makes that play. It was an athletic play, and it was not an easy play to make.
No, and there wasn't a lot of height on the baseball, which gives you a smaller margin for error. Obviously, it's a hard. He barreled it up. It was a sinking liner. Yeah, no, and he definitely did trip. Now, Dave, the way it was described on the radio, I thought he was on skates for a minute. Honestly, because I told you, I'm coming back from the softball game. I'm hearing this in the car. And I'm like, wow. I mean, what did that? I had this visual in my mind, which is what radio does. That's why we love recreate things. And then you see if it matches up. And when I saw the replay when I got home, I'm like, all right, I see a slight slippage, but not this complete physical breakdown, which I thought that I had conjured up in my mind. Either way, to have the athleticism to recover on a ball that's probably hitting 100 miles an hour, you know, 98 miles per hour exit velo, that's sinking and going kind of away from you as a lefty, I don't care. 95% my behind. That's a tough play.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation on the phones. 888-808-1019.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here's the issue: if it's not
SNY.
A weekend, no, no, you late night, 7 o'clock start.
think I'm staying all night at Nisa to Met game.
No, but what time is your daughter? Sammy's usually in bed by 7:30.
Oh, that's true. But Sammy's also 4, and my daughter is 8.
All right, so what time is normal bedtime?
I would push it back a little bit. I mean, you know, in bed, teeth brush, shower routine done. You know, depending on last night, we had a game at 7, so it was your probably 9:30, you know?
Weekends are...
We're all over the map. Here's what I could do to you. You want me to be honest? I could lie and try to come across with the, you know, the buttoned up, I think I'm a good dad, but the buttoned up, you know, dad, mother, lights out. Dude, it's holy hell every night, getting through what we have to get through, to get through the routine. All right, take the cleats off, put them where they belong, put the bag here, go up and shower, mommy's making dinner while you shower, put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, did you do your homework, did you do your reading, then want to watch a little TV, want to jump on the iPad for a second. So what time will she go to bed? I don't care anymore.
All right. Fair enough. All right, so we got to work on a date. But the point is that I was excited. My mom already bought Sammy her Mets jersey.
Which one?
Sona. Yeah, okay. Sona. I don't know if I could have her showing up to Citi Field with a Soto jersey at this point.
Stop.
You got to earn that. Do something. At least Pete's done something here. I mean, I apologize getting on Pete Alonso the last couple years. He is proven in New York. He's a Met. He's done something. Lindor, he's earned his stripes. He went through some tough times. He's come out of it the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Soto, what's he done? And yet here I am saying, oh, Soto. Sammy, look, daddy's favorite player. Soto. Get her repeating it. She's, oh, Soto.
Tweeting poems of love after he strikes out with heart emojis.
I love the look. Look at this guy. He looks like an animal. He's a different beast. Guy can't get a hit to save his life with my runners in scoring position. He's hitting .230. His on base is way under his career high. The OPS is abysmal. I mean, what has happened to Juan Soto? Who is this guy?
Here's all you need to know. Trent Grisham's better right now by a mile.
And I'm tired of that, too.
But it's true. It's not.
I see the stuff on social media.
Grisham's going down a little bit. You know,
still.
Right now.
Oh, well, no. Forget even Grisham. The other 22. Ben Rice. I'm getting it from Uncle John on a nightly basis. I just started ignore him at this point. I can't even respond to him.
Is he belligerent already?
Oh, God, dude. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, did you see Bellinger just play last? Did you see Bellinger just play last night, bro? Soto wasn't making that play.
And then every time Ben Rice steps up and does something, oh, 22, he's a better 22. Yeah, we get it. I get it. All right. The Mets shouldn't have invested $765 in Juan Soto. They should have just tried to trade for Ben Rice.
When is his first Mets game that you have with Sammy? You don't know yet?
I do have one on the schedule. I think it's June 1st or something like that.
All right, so plenty of time for Soto to wake up.
Yeah.
In the event that he doesn't, maybe you just find on Amazon, which is what I did for my daughter. I got her, when she was her age, got her a pink Yankee shirt, non-committal to the players.
Yeah.
Just get her a little pink Mets shirt.
We have, actually, Evan Roberts gifted us a, when Sammy was born, her first Mets jersey.
Which is?
Ray Ordonez. Daddy's favorite player.
That's a good gesture by Ray.
Yeah,
Evan, that's
that was
awesome,
really nice,
actually. That is cool.
He knows I loved Ordonez.
And that's
now she's already worn that to a game.
Mm-hmm. What size? Is it toddler? It's, baby?
It would probably still be loose on her now, which is good because she's had it for years. She's 4 years old.
Okay.
So yeah, she could definitely wear that.
And plus, wear that.
Yeah, wow.
What?
I mean,
right now, Ordonez is a better hitter than Juan Soto.
Similar approach. All right, BT and Sal, the fan. Tom is on Long Island. What's up, Tom?
Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, buddy.
Hey, I just saw real quick, Sal, I thought we were going to give Soto to April here, buddy. What's going on?
I couldn't help myself. I mean, did you watch yesterday? I'm sorry. I know he's going to come out of it, Tom, but come on, enough's enough here.
No, yesterday was the first day I'm like, oh, wow, you know, that's not good enough. But my biggest issue, and I'm not as worried as, other people about the stats, because I know they're going to come. My biggest issue is the body language at this point. And I'm sorry, I get not everyone's like Lindor. You're going to put a smile on your face and hold yourself accountable or be like McNeil and want to break the ground every time you get out. But he's got to throw a water cooler. He's got to throw some F-bomb, do something, because you can't just be soaking out there and going 0-for-5 and having the day he did. So my point really is, and BT, I agree with you before the season. You know, before the year, everyone on Twitter saying, "Oh, well, Soto only wants to bat second. That's all he can bat." No, I'm sorry. Now we need to elevate the hitters, not just Soto, but a bunch of people. So Soto's got to drop down to 3. Vientos got to go to 2 because he obviously needs the protection. He's getting nothing but off-speed stuff. You got to protect Vientos. You drop Soto to 3. Alonso's still there to protect him. You pull Winker 5 because at least he's hitting the ball hard. You drop Nimmo down to 7. Acuna 6. You got to jumpstart the boys. Let me know what you think.
I'm not messing with Pete right now. That's what I think. I did not love Pete in the three spot to start the season. Clearly, I missed that by a mile. Pete looks too good. I am not messing with him. Figure it out, Soto, in the two hole.
Tom, I think it was well thought out. I understand why you're saying that. I think that's a very big overreaction at this point. I'm not messing with it. They're three best hitters.
What point would you? If you would at all.
Well, I liked his point. It was, to me, it'd be more about trying to get Vientos going. Remember, I wanted Vientos up in that order.
I wanted him too. Right. I said that all winter.
I'd rather have him three and Pete five. Clearly, that would never be the case. That would have been a major mistake, so I'll take the L on that. But I do want to see Vientos get going, and maybe he's hurt a little bit. Nah, he shouldn't be. He's a professional. I was going to say maybe he's hurt from being dropped down in the order. I'm not messing with it. I'm not messing with Pete. I'm not messing with Soto. I'm not messing with Lindor. Soto will come out of it. Let me ask you this. Here's about the stats, right, and the look and the feeling. We mentioned this a little bit the other day, but we can revisit it right now. When was the last time you saw this guy Soto shuffle?
Yeah, it has been in the storage bin.
Okay,
man.
So
maybe he left it in the Bronx.
Well, where is that?
I don't know.
I want to see that. Good or bad, 230 or 280. I want to see Soto.
Okay,
I want to see those looks of all right, you got me, or oh, I'm going to get you, or the Soto shuffle. We saw it. We haven't seen that.
Okay. So, I was just having this conversation with my son the other day about sports. I said, listen. You know, he's competitive. He gets nuts when he doesn't do well.
Like daddy.
Hey, now. Yeah, touche. Yeah. All right. So, anyway, I said, listen, usually you're pretty good with it, but you've got to get to a point where your attitude determines or dictates performance, not your performance dictating your attitude.
Right.
Okay? And what I mean by that is, you know, when he's 3-for-4 with three steals and making plays at short, you know, he's good to go. If he pops up or whiffs in the first inning, yeah, I might see a little glove flip. If it's really bad, I might see a few tears. It's got to be the other way. If your attitude is consistent, well, then the performance will be more consistent. And right now, to Soto, not about my son, the bridge I crossed to get there. I think right now Soto is allowing performance to impact his attitude. Forget the batting average. Start dancing in the box and start bringing the mojo and the juice that made you want Soto. And I promise the performance will come.
Bingo. Now, don't you think that that's because he's pressing? It better be because he's pressing. Because if it's the other stuff, then we've got a major problem. But clearly, something is wrong. Juan Soto is a beyond excellent offensive player. Now, it's a small sample and people are going to say that. But it's not just a small sample. It's the small sample and his comments and his body language. So it's a combination of a lot of things. And I'm sure it's not just a coincidence with all of those things going on. Is it the $765 million contract and the pressure? Is it the fact that maybe he's having second thoughts? Is it the fact that he doesn't feel comfortable enough to be himself? I still believe that the primary reason for Soto's struggles is because he's trying to live up to the contract. I don't think it has to do with the Yankees. I don't think it has to do with his happiness level. I think he's fine here. The comfort of his teammates, the locker room, being a Met. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
I believe that you believe that, but don't you think on some level Met fans have to believe that?
Yes, they do. But
At least now, they have to believe that.
Honest with you. I do believe that, but I also don't know if I'm trying to believe that.
I got you.
I have no reason to believe otherwise yet.
Yeah, and that's a fair way to look at it. I don't think you've been unfair to him. Either, I really don't.
Right. Either
way. He pissed off. Start hitting the ball.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Either way, whatever the reasons are, he is struggling. You cannot dispute that. He does not look like the Juan Soto that we all knew, whether it's with the Yankees or before that with the Padres or Nationals. So why is that the case?
I don't know, but I'll give you this here, and then we'll get a break here. Obviously, get back to the calls, BT and Sal on the Fan. I mean, listen, we could take his comments, Sal, and try to decipher exactly what he meant. Like, we don't really know. You know, does he miss Judge? Does he miss the Bronx? Does he miss the organization? I don't know. Nobody knows.
Right.
So that's kind of guessing and inferring and doing all the things we do when we don't truly know. What we do know, and we don't even really know why his stats are this low. Is he just missing pitches that he usually... those are guesses. What's not a guess is what he shows us from a body language perspective. To me, that is the only clear thing that we're not throwing wild theories out about. I think some not us, but I think others have been a little irresponsible in trying to figure out where he is mentally. None of us know, and none of us are, well, I'm sure there's some psychologists out there. We aren't. I don't know. But I see a guy whose shoulders are a little slumped, whose balance and gait is a little reduced, and is it because he's hitting 230, or is it because he misses the Yankees? I don't know. But if the body language changes, I believe the stats are coming. I really do. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-881-9 is a number. Hey, we've got the King topic of the day coming up. Also, we got a little power up today, Sal.
Yes.
Power up wrestling style.
Looking forward to it. Ahead of WrestleMania this weekend. I don't even know what number it is, WrestleMania, but it's a lot. What is it, in the 40s
40...
or something? Okay.
41, 42?
Hoff almost had me right there. Whatever. It's whatever in the 40s, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So either way, a little power up wrestling style.
Favorite wrestlers of all time.
Is it favorite or just, well, yeah.
Yeah, favorite. 100% okay. Favorite. I mean, there's an element of subjectivity how you want to frame it, but
correct. Okay.
I'm doing favorite, you know.
Okay.
You know, Piper's going to be in there. I got to mix Roddy.
Top. I'm going based off of top five wrestlers all time, but not like just in-ring technicians, kind of who I think
that's
are the
what I'm doing,
best
too. Fun. That's okay. Going to be awesome. All right.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the MLB just put out their hitter power ranking. So they
it's not the MLB.
It's not the, yeah, I was going to correct them too.
MLB.
More and more people are saying the MLB, like the NBA. And
like the social media of MLB.
Yeah, it's Major League Baseball. There you go. So if I were you, I would have said, hey, by the way, so Major League Baseball put out this list.
Or the MLB Network.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That would work.
We forgot about us pretty quickly, huh?
The MLB Twitter account. You just can't say the MLB.
You could. It just sounds weird. Yeah. It's not grammatically incorrect. It's just weird. It's unnecessary.
Yeah, I like to say the. It makes me feel more comfortable.
Well, could you say, like, the Major League Baseball?
I would never say that.
You could say the National Basketball Association.
Well, that's what I just said. Same with the NFL and the NHL.
Right, so is it grammatically?
It is. There's nothing wrong with it. It just the it Major sounds League unnecessary.
Baseball. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
I'm not a big fan.
Okay. The people up at top of baseball, they chose to put out a top 10 hitter power rankings and posted it on their social media page.
There you go.
How about that?
That works.
So there's 10 names, three of which play for a New York baseball team.
30%, not bad representation. Once Soto gets hot, we'll have 40%.
So who do you think is sitting at number one?
Well, obviously.
The Judge.
I mean, come on. That's an obvious one.
All right. Okay. Do you want to take a guess down the list, 1 through 10? Who's sitting at 2?
Pete's got to be the second highest there for sure. Alonzo's up there.
Now, wait, what is this? It's power rankings right now?
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Power rankings right now.
Got to be. If Pete's on the list, it's right now. If he's not on the list, it's last year. Well, it's got to be right now.
No, but it could be, I mean, could be Lindor based off of what he did last year and where he's at now, potentially moving forward.
I think it's right now. That's how I'm going to attack this.
Because either way, I'm just trying to think of here who would even be. Okay, yeah, if it's right now, then it's got to be Alonzo number two.
And you said there's three? I got a name for you. Simple. Goldschmidt's got to be on there.
That's right.
He's got fourth best average in baseball.
That's what I was just thinking.
Okay. Well, what's two? You guys think two is who?
Alonzo.
You're correct about two.
So then it is based on now.
Okay, so we're 1 and 2.
Which then, yes, if you're telling us the last New York remaining person on the power ranking list, it has to be Goldschmidt.
It's got to be Goldie. I would say maybe Kyle Tucker is 3-4 in that area.
Kyle Tucker's on the list. He's 8.
He's dropped off a little bit. Wilmer Flores, I think, leads baseball in RBIs. I don't think he would be on the list, but he's got like 22 ribbies.
Not on the list.
All right. Let's see.
Well, are we just guessing number 10 here or no?
No, well, you can guess whoever you want.
No, you could give us the other one. I don't care
about that. All right, I'll go 3 is Corbin Carroll, 4 is Bobby Witt Jr., 5 is Fernando Tatis, 6 Kyle Schwarber, 7 Otani, 8 Kyle Tucker,
okay.
9 Tyler Soderstrom. Do you guys know
who he's got all the home runs, yeah.
Yes.
Tampa. No, I'm not familiar with him, okay.
Whatever Oakland was. Sacramento.
Yeah, he got the extension, too. Okay. He's a good hitter, actually. Yes. He's good. Yeah.
So number 10
is
Juan Soto.
Why?
I didn't make the list.
Well, it's the dumbest list I've ever heard. He's hitting 231.
That's ridiculous.
What are we doing here? Now we should call him the MLB. They don't deserve the respect of the other leagues if they're going to put out those dopey lists.
Initially, I was thinking, okay, Soto. Well, probably Lindor is going to be on the list. But I was like, well, wait, if it's based on the starts now, it's not going to be Lindor. Even defensively, Lindor's been disappointing.
He's got 4 errors already, yeah.
So we came to the conclusion together, like, all right, well, the hottest players outside of Judge and Alonso in this town, it's Paul Goldschmidt has to be the next one, probably by a wide margin, as a matter of
fact. Yes, I would think so.
Everybody else has a good track record or a good future, but currently...
I would put Ben Rice over Juan Soto now.
That's a great point. Ben Rice would be the one that maybe would be up there. How could you have Juan Soto on that list? Based on what? His own base isn't even good.
They just want to further piss you off. That's what it's based on.
I mean, what are they doing? You might be right. Maybe they listen. Come on, Dad.
You know they like us because they invite us there every year. So
listen. Come on. Is it an MLB network thing?
No, it's not. It's the MLB. That's why I said the MLB.
No, it's Major League Baseball, not the MLB.
No, it's the MLB.
No.
It's MLB is the social media handle. The MLB put it out.
It's their social handle is at the MLB?
No.
Okay, it's at MLB.
But it was not the MLB network. The MLB.
All right. I cannot believe it. Now, again, these rankings, who cares? But still, it shows you. They were right with the first two.
Mm-hmm.
Judge and Alonzo.
I think they got all the other names right, too. You could probably quibble about maybe Tucker being here or this guy being there.
A little lower than I would have thought with Tucker. Maybe,
although he's cooled off the last couple of games. But, yeah, I mean, Soto 10. Yeah, I mean, I mean, maybe he gets there. He probably does. But for him to be 10, that was ridiculous.
Who's 11? Do you have today?
No, I think it's just 1 through 10.
No, they stopped.
One thing about these lists that I've learned, right? Honestly, you know, like the Shredder, although the Shredder is more numbers-oriented. MLB, not the, even though he could. Yeah. But Major League Baseball Network puts out their list of, like, top 10 right fielders, top 10 first basemen, going into the top 10 shortstops. You know how they do that.
Right.
And they do that to obviously create a digital footprint
right.
and some traction. And the way you create traction is by putting something dopey on there that enough people are going to disagree with and is going to get sent around enough and repurposed enough and people chime in enough to drive up the clicks so that they can further monetize
Understood.
It. That's why you put Soto 10.
Which makes sense, I guess. I thought that they were maybe above that. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the calls here. Todd is in Meriden, Connecticut. What's up, Todd?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up, bud?
First time. So the caller either before or talking about the change of the lineup. So I know how you guys stand now. I wouldn't. He said about switching Soto to three, but we're not screwing with Pete right now. But any chance you would flip flop? Because I hate Nimmo in the cleanup spot. Any chance you would flip Nimmo and Soto?
No.
Or is that way? No.
No. I mean, that's just my quick answer. I don't think he's good enough. I don't think it's why justify that? There's seven months of evidence that Nimmo is basically eroding very quickly as a player. And I do think part of it is that he's not fully healthy, but if anything, he's moving back. He ain't moving up for me.
I don't hate that idea as much as I didn't like the other idea. I think this is an easy lefty for lefty switch. Nimmo should be a high on base guy as well. Not as high as Soto, obviously, but and then maybe you have the power of Soto a little bit later. Now, again, I wouldn't do it, but I at least understand why he's saying that you get two struggling players in Soto and Nimmo. So try to flip him and maybe get him going. The problem is, Soto would never go for that. This is a guy who complains already about Pete Alonso hitting behind him. He doesn't like it because he doesn't have Judge hitting behind him. He's going to like it with Vientos hitting behind him.
Wait till Pete cools off. Soto's going to really be pissed. This guy's hitting great. He's not happy. Jeez, come on, Juan. Let's get it together, man.
Joe is in Massapequa Park. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Just a point before I get to my Soto. It's WrestleMania 41.
41, okay. Thank you.
41. I can't wait, man. I'm a big wrestling fan. Do you guys think Cena breaks Flair's record?
Which would mean what? He'd have to beat who? I'm not even sure who he's wrestling.
Well, Cena would have to beat Cody Rhodes to win his 17th title.
I don't know how they're going to do that match. I'm actually really curious. I don't know what direction they go.
I don't know where you're at with this. I'm probably going to...
You going to get it?
I'm going to put an eye on it. Well, because I just got Peacock for the WrestleMania 9 documentary.
Yeah, you mentioned
that. I finally finished that last night. Good. I would say it was good to very good.
Mm.
I went in with high expectations because multiple people were like, oh, you got to watch it. It was good to very good, definitely worth a watch. I didn't think it was that
eight great. And a half out of 10?
Yeah, exactly,
okay.
around
okay.
that.
Okay.
But anyway, so I have Peacock, so I'll probably check it out. Go ahead, Joe.
Just on my Soto point, I'm not defending him. So let's get that straight right now. But we have to understand, no matter how much money these guys make, at the end of the day, BT, they are human just like us. We don't know if their family member is sick, if they just broke up with their girlfriend after how many years. So no one knows what's going on in Soto's life, right? So, again, I'm not defending him, but you just don't know what these guys are going through.
Now, Joe, hold on. Interesting. And I do think that we sometimes lose that sensitivity chip as we dissect what the hell's going on. But does that mean every time somebody, and I know that you're being fair, and I appreciate where you're coming from. I'm not talking down to you. But, like, if Jalen Brunson shoots, 2-for-17 in game 6 and the Knicks lose to the Pistons, I wonder what's going on in his life. I mean, at what point is it just accountability because the performance isn't there?
Yeah. You're right. You know what? I'm also a big believer, guys. Over 162, you will be what your baseball card says you are.
I agree with that.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
I agree with that.
And that's why we're not worried about Soto. There's a difference between being concerned or worried and being angry and frustrated. I'm the latter. I'm angry and frustrated by this start. I've been expecting more. I've been waiting for more. It's one thing, okay, first couple of series, all right, the first homestand. I mean, yesterday was, for me, the drawing point where, this is it. I got to rip him today. I can't take it. Can't hold it anymore. I'm not going to give him a lifetime pass here. Now, he may never get ripped or booed again. Maybe he goes out there tonight and starts hitting home runs left to right and we can put it all behind us.
Mm-hmm.
I have my doubts about that, but, right now, he deserves to be ripped. The other part of it, I like that he brought it up where you're saying, well, you don't know what he's going through. And that's why I say, maybe he's just thinking about these different things, thinking about the pressure of the contract, sure. But at some point, you got to go out there and do your job.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what's going on in anybody's life.
Mm.
You got to go out there and do your job.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, that's
very well said.
Nobody wants to hear it.
We're dealing with stuff, both you and I, with our families. We're dealing with stuff.
Everybody's got some sort of issue.
Do your job.
I mean, I'm with you. Do your perform.
Job. I'm with you. I totally agree, dude. Although you did leave out one emotion. Like you talk about, you know, that you're angry.
Right.
You're not necessarily concerned or worried. You happen to be angry. You left out one emotion. I don't think it applies to a lot of people. Happy.
Well, I'm certainly not happy with it now.
Maybe some of us are.
Yeah. That's the other part of it that makes me even more. I know you're not alone.
Listen,
and I know I'm not saying you personally.
I'm going to own up right here. I'm enjoying seeing him scuffle. I'm not going to front. Now, I'm also not that guy who's going to root against him for 15 years. I've moved on. I was telling Yankee fans, imploring them a week ago, hey, he moved on. Get over it. Stop whining. Stop being a baby. So I'm not going to, you know, just so abruptly shift emotions there. But come on. Do you, from my perspective, we took a big L here. Do you think I want to see him come out and hit 337 in the first month with 7 ribbies and OPS of 1,100, 26 ribbies, and win the NL Player of the Month award? Did you really think that I wanted that? The answer is no. I didn't want to see him humbled. Part of me wanted to see most Met fans humbled.
100%. If you're a Yankee fan, you've got to be loving every second of this. I can't blame you. You should. And that's what makes me even more mad. Because I know you and Yankee fans are enjoying this. And Met fans, again, even when they get the guy from the Yankees, in an unlikely scenario, he comes here and he stinks. Enough. This was supposed to be the one difference. This wasn't supposed to happen. Come on, Juan. I'm begging you at this point.